Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. Matthew 5, verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Previous verse talked about showing mercy, and to do that, we need a pure heart, because it's hard to do that unless you're doing it out of a generous spirit, altruistically. Purity of heart is not about keeping the rules. It's something to do with the core of who we are, deep inside, at the center of the personality. It's the mind, the will, the heart. It's all of these things. We need a pure heart because only the pure will see God, right? How do we get it? Well, David asked for it. Psalm 51, verse 10. God, create in me a pure heart. Only God can do that, change us from the inside out. Paul says in Philippians 2, verse 13, it's God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. So God can change us from the inside deeply, to think and act differently with a pure heart. We do well to come with humility before God to look for that strength, but we can come confidently knowing that we will be strengthened to be pure if we have a desire for it. And then we shall see God. What does it mean? Well, ultimately we'll see him fully, but in the meantime, we'll get to see him more and more clearly as we live with a pure heart. And we'll see that in each other as we live amongst and in a community of fellow disciples, all wanting to be like Christ, the most pure-hearted human being that has ever lived. So today, pray for a desire for purity. We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Take care. God bless.